Hi there. The word for you today is get into God's Word. In John 1 verse 14 we read the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Throughout the Old Testament God routinely spoke to people. In these 39 books we call the Old Testament, He gave them instructions and promises with conditions. Some people understood what He was saying, others didn't. Some tried to live by it with varying degrees of success, while others rejected it and decided to do their own thing. Then God did something truly incredible. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, or, to quote Eugene Peterson from his paraphrase scripture called The Message, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. That means Jesus was a living Bible. Now John says the Word was God. So, the more you get into the Word and get it into you, the more of God you're depositing within you. You say, but sometimes I don't get much out of reading the Bible. Let me give you a word to the wise. When you start studying the Bible, don't do it to find some new truth nobody else has ever seen. Do it with the attitude, Lord, what are you saying to me? The problem most of us have isn't interpreting the difficult passages. It's obeying the ones we already understand. The Word of God will provide you with two critically important things. Number one, protection. Listen to the words of the psalmist. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. The second important thing it provides is direction. Again, the psalmist says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Do you need direction? Do you need protection? Then get into God's Word.